of Jesus Christ will start the morning service.
我们来唱诗380。
Sing hymn 380.
Let's kneel down and pray together and ask God our service today. Let's kneel down and pray.
感谢主, 大家平安。
Thank the Lord, peace with everyone.
我们有机会一起来学习道理。
They have this opportunity to learn the truth.
愿主耶稣亲自施恩祝福带领我们大家。
May Jesus bless us and guide us.
今天早上请跟大家 谈谈用我们的身心呐，当做活的祭物来献给神。
And this morning I want to discuss about how to offer our lives as a living sacrifice.
我们来看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
十二章一节。
Chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我用神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。保罗在这里劝勉我们啊，我们都要过一种献身的生活。
And Paul here encouraged all of us to live a life of offering up our lives.
说把我们的身体啊当作活的祭物来献给神。
And to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们知道古时候的人啊，他们为着要拜神啊，都杀牛杀羊。
And we know the peoples in ancient times when they worship God, they have to kill lambs or cattle.
啊，当然现在有些外邦人啊，他们不明白道理，还住在杀动物啊，在献祭。
And there are still Gentiles today that because they don't understand the truth, they continue to kill animals to offer as a sacrifice.
那事实上啊，耶稣基督的救恩啊，已经完成了。
And but in reality, the salvation of Jesus Christ has already become completed.
所以我们现在就不要用啊杀牛杀羊啊啊这样来献祭了。
And we don't need to kill any lambs or cattle to offer as a sacrifice anymore.
说我们每一个蒙主耶稣选召的人呢、啊，我们现在所要献上的就是我们的身体。
And so for those who have been called by the Christ, all we have to offer is our own bodies.
啊，把它当作活的祭物。
And to treat it as a living sacrifice.
也就是说，我们活着的时候啊，要为主来活。
And that is to say that when we live, we shall live for Christ.
活出基督来。
And to live out Christ.
用我们的一生啊，啊来服侍神。
And to use our entire lives to serve God.
他说这样的服侍是应当的。
And we should have this type of servitude.
啊，而且是神所喜悦的。
And this is pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以我们不只是传道人，是献身的。
And so for the pastors, they had offered their life.
我们所有的信徒啊，我们都要过一个献身的生活。
And for all the believers, we shall also have a life of offering our body.
啊，当然很多弟兄姊妹很爱主。
And a lot of brothers and sisters love the Lord.
啊，所以很努力做圣工啊，做各样的服侍工作。
And they work very hard to serve the Lord.
哦，我刚刚去欧洲回来。
And I just came back from Europe.
啊，因为我们在欧洲地方啊，又多增加了几个国家有我们的教会。
And because we have added few additional locations of service throughout Europe.
他说我除了去德国以外
，And aside from going to Germany.
啊，又去意大利、希腊跟西班牙。
And I also went to Italy, Greece, and Spain.
啊，西班牙大概三年前开始有我们的聚会。
And about 3 years ago, we started having services in Spain.
啊，本来在一个啊旅馆里面啊租了一个房间。
And originally, we had rented a room inside a hotel.
啊，后来那个老板娘啊，一个阿婆啊，啊，她说啊，我们在那边呢、啊、会吵到别人。
And then the landlord, the owner, said that when we have service there.It's very disturbing to others.
啊，就说啊，不要让我们在那边聚会啦。
And she asked us not to hold any more services.
啊，弟兄姊妹就说、啊，那我们要到哪里去嘞
？And so the brothers and sisters started thinking where should they go?
啊，大家就一直祷告。
And then they started to pray.
结果我们聚会完的时候
，And after they finished the service,
那个房东阿婆就来。
And then the landlord came.
说、啊、以后啊，你们可以继续来啦。
And the landlord said, you should be, I will allow you to continue.
因为你们在这里聚会，我感到很平安。
And because you have when you have service here, makes me feel very.
然后来那个阿婆继续来听道理。
And then the landlord also come to.
感谢主，他在去年受洗。
And thank God that she was baptized last year.
然后已经成为我们的姐妹，所以他们就继续在那边聚会。
And so she became one of the members, so they continue the whole service.
所以神有时候带领很奇妙。
So it's miraculous of God's guidance.
啊，因为现在我们教会在各地方一直发展，所以工人接的很少。
And so we're continuing to develop throughout the world, and we're lacking in workers.
啊，很多弟兄姊妹啊，啊，对教会圣工都很热心。
And there are very brothers and sisters very zealous for the work of the church.
像柯传道啊，他本身在欧陆的时间相当少。
And so for Pastor Cole, he does not have a lot of time in Europe.
Yeah, 一年他在台湾神学研究所都要待半年以上，在那边上课。
And he spent more than half a year in Taiwan in the theological seminary.
然后我发现说啊，在德国地区啊，还有很多的弟兄啊，他们负起教会的责任。
And so in Germany, a lot of brothers took up the work of the church.
平时就是他们在负责。
And they will take on the everyday responsibilities.
这一次我去访问的时候。
And so this year when I visited.
有一个弟兄啊，他在医院服务。
And there was a brother who was visiting, who was working in a hospital.
他就请了三个礼拜假。
And he took 3 weeks vacation.
啊，陪我跑了三个国家。
And to travel with me over 3 countries.
还有每一个国家里面大概都至少有两个地方在聚会。
And then we would have more than two, we would have at least two different places of service.
我们大概在那边开了六场的灵恩布道会。
And then we had held 6 spiritual convocations.
啊，所以感谢主啦，很多弟兄姊妹为着爱主。啊，就很热心的投入圣工里面。
And so for a lot of brothers and sisters, for the love of God, they had offered up their precious time and work.
他说这样的服事啊，是神所喜悦的。
And this type of service is pleasing to God.
啊，但是我们也看到说，有的人在服事啊，啊，因为那个动机做法不是很正确。
But also see there are certain type of people that when they serve, they don't have the right motives.
啊，所以他们的服事啊，就不是很美。
And so their service is not pleasing.
还有有时候在教会里面造成困扰。
And cause troubles inside the church.
有时候服事当中啊，啊没有真正啊蒙神喜悦，得到神的祝福。
And in their service, it was not pleasing to God and was not blessed by God.
所以我们侍奉神是好。
So it's good that we are serving God.
但是我们服事的动机、心态跟做法都要正确。
But we have to have the right motive and the right actions.
该隐也在献祭。
And Cain was also making offering.
但是神不悦纳。
But it was not accepted by God.
后来他就生气了。
And he became angry.
啊，神说你为什么生气呢？
And God asked him, why are you angry?
你如果行得好的话，怎么会不蒙悦纳呢？
If you are having good actions, why would not accept your offering?
因为他的献祭啊，没有按照神的心意，啊，所以神不喜悦。
And because he did not offer according to God's ways, that's why God did not accept.
以利有两个儿子。
And Eli has 2 sons.
啊，他们在献祭的时候，他看到神啊，啊，从天上降火下来，把祭物烧掉。
And as they were making offering, they saw God send down fire to burn up the offerings.
他说他们就很兴奋。
And they became excited.
啊，结果啊，他们就拿着香炉啊，哇，就赶快把香就献上去了。
And so they took the incense and start burning the incense.
啊，圣经里面说啊，他们所献的不是从神来的火，而是一般的凡火。
So they're not offering, they're not burning incense according to God, but rather according to their own will.
他说，因为那个不是神所愤怒的。
That's not what God has commanded.
啊，所以在会幕前呐，啊，神就用火把他们烧掉了。
And as they're making the offering, God has sent down fire to burn it up.
本来服事神呐，啊，向神献祭是很好的事情啊。
And at first, it's a good thing that they make an offering to God.
但是因为不谨慎啊，啊，为所欲为，结果就被神烧掉了。
And because they are not alert and they are doing according to their own will, and it was burned up by God.
使徒时代的教会建立起来以后
，and when the apostolic churches were established,
很多人呐、啊、得到圣灵充满，很热心呐、啊。
And there's many people filled by the Holy Spirit, and they became very zealous.
甚至有的把财产呐、啊、变卖了、啊、都拿来啊啊交给使徒。
And many people have sold all their possessions and brought it to the apostles.
啊，有一对夫妇啊，就是亚拿尼亚。
And there's a a couple and a knives.
他们看到人家在奉献啊，哇，赶快也把自己的田啊就卖掉了。
When they saw other people were making offerings, they quickly sold their land.
啊，然后把钱啊就拿来给使徒。
And they brought their money in front of the apostles.
然后就是我的财产，我要把它献给神。
And they said, "This is our possession, and we want to offer this to God."
啊，但是啊，彼得说，你们夫妇怎么同心在试探神呢？
And then the apostle said to the couple, "Why are you tempting God?"
说你们不是欺骗人啊，你们欺骗神哦。
And you are not lying to men, but rather you're lying to God.
啊，结果啊，使徒一讲啊，他们夫妇就先后就扑倒了。
And after this was said to them, they fell down on the ground.
本来那么热心啊，要来奉献。
And originally they were zealous to offer their possession.
但是因为存心不对。
But they don't have a
要得到人的荣耀，用欺骗的方法。
But they don't have the right motive. But they wanted to receive the glory from men.
结果不但没有得祝福啊，反而遭遇到灾祸。
And so they were not blessed, but rather they're punished.
所以说啊，我们在侍奉神啊。这个侍奉的动机方法都要对。
And so when we're serving God, we have to have the right ways and the right motives.
啊，这样我们的奉献啊，才是最完美的。
And in this way, our offering can be complete.
而是神所悦纳的，才能够得到神的祝福。
And something that's according to God's will, and this would then we'll receive the blessings of God.
所以我们在侍奉的工作当中啊，一方面要学习呀。也要注意我们的心态跟做法。
And so in the work of offering, we have to watch our actions.
我们来看利未记第一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章。
Leviticus chapter 1.
第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
利未记一章的第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
说神从会幕中啊呼叫摩西。对他说，第二节
，verse 2，
你小谕啊，小谕就是吩咐以色列人说，你们中间若有人献供物给神，啊，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为供物。那这个是以色列人在西乃山下神对他们的吩咐。
And so this is the command of God toward the Israelites on the outskirts of Canaan.
啊，因为人得罪了神以后，人跟神之间呢，就没有办法有一个非常密切的交通。
And after men sinned against God, they cannot have a close communication.
人没有办法亲近神呐，啊，神的恩典没有办法领导人。
And man cannot draw close to God, and God's blessing. Will not come to men.
啊，因为罪的缘故。
And it's all because of sin.
啊，神把以色列人带到西乃山以后。
And after God had brought the people to the Mount Sinai.
啊，神对摩西说啊，你要为我造会幕。
And God had told Moses, "You must build me a tent of meeting."
解决神跟人之间的障碍。
And to take away this obstacle between man and God.
啊，借着这个会幕啊，作为神跟人相会的地方。
And to use this tent of meeting as a place to for man to meet God.
啊，所以摩西就按照神的吩咐啊，把这个会幕啊就建造起来。
And so according to the instruction of God, Moses has built this tent.
啊，当时啊，神的荣光啊就充满会幕。
And the glory of God has filled this room.
神透过会幕啊，对摩西讲话。
And through this room, God will speak to Moses.
所以这里讲到说，神从会幕呼叫摩西。
And so here tells us, Lord had called to Moses from the tent of the meeting.
啊，神就把一些啊，怎么样来解决神跟人之间的障碍，人怎么来亲近神啊，嘱咐摩西。
And so God commanded to Moses how they would remove that obstacle of communication.
告诉他说啊，人要亲近神啊，第一个就是要献祭。
And God told them the first step for them to draw close to God is to make offering.
啊，才能够亲近神。
Then they can draw close to God.
啊，亲近神啊，以后啊，啊有一些啊，选民应当守的一些规矩。
And after they make that offering, the chosen people shall observe certain regulations.
就是要过圣洁的生活。
And that is to live a holy life.
啊，这都是立位记里面所记载的。
And this is all recorded in the book of Leviticus.
啊，所以神一开始对摩西说，啊，如果有人要献祭给神啊，啊，他应当怎么献？
And God had told Moses if someone were to make an offering to God, how they would do it.
所以这个献祭啊，就是为着要亲近神。
And so this offering is to draw people close to God.
啊，但是献祭啊，不是勉强的，而是要我们甘心乐意的。
And so this offering is not by force, but rather by one's own desire.
啊，假如有人想要献祭啊，啊，就要按照神主事的这个方法来献。
If man must make an offering, they must make the offering according to God's ways.
啊，这样的奉献啊，啊，神就会悦纳。
And this type of offering would be received by God.
我们刚刚讲过说，我们现在不献牛献羊。
And we said today that we no longer offer cattle or lambs.
我们现在是要献上我们的身心。
But today we should offer our own bodies.
啊，所以古时候他们怎么献？我们现在不必按照这个字句来献。
And so what people had offered in the past, we no longer need to follow.
但是他们献祭的一些精神跟做法，我们今天要学习。
And but the spirit and the ways the intention of those offerings, we can still learn.
所以我们这一集啊，我们就谈这一章。
And so this session, we'll talk about this chapter.
啊，为什么要献祭？我们看立位记一章第四节。
And the reason of the offering, let's look at Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4.
立位记一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse
4. 说他要按锁在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。这里讲到献祭的第一个意义啊，就是要为人赎罪。
And so the first meaning of the offering is make an atonement for man.
我们讲到说啊，我们人类的祖先得罪神，所以人才离开伊甸园。
And we know that the ancestors of mankind sinned against God. That's why they were cast out of Garden of Eden.
啊，我们人啊，一出生了以后就不认识神，离开神。
And when all the mankind were born, they don't know God and they are not
行了很多啊，神不喜悦的事情。
And they have done many deeds not pleasing to God.
所以人都是有罪的。
And all mankind are filled with sin.
啊，所以没有办法得到神的祝福。
And they cannot receive the blessing of God.
所以这个献祭啊，就是要来赎罪。
And so this offering is a way of atonement.
那我们的罪能够得到赦免。啊，能够得到神称义，啊，来亲近神。
And so sins can be forgiven and be justified and draw close to God.
所以古时候常常都要杀牛杀羊，不断的献祭流血。
And so the ancient times, people must kill the cattle or lambs, to offer, make offerings, offering out of the blood.
啊，事实上啊，这个牛羊的血啊，啊是没有办法真正赎人的罪。
And but the blood of the lambs or the cattle cannot really atone our sins.
主是让人想起人是有罪的。
This can only remind people that we are sinful.
啊，这个罪要解决啊，就是要流血。
And in order to resolve the problem of sin, there must be blood.
因为没有流血啊，罪就不能够得到洁净。
And because without the bleed of blood, the sins cannot be removed.
所以这个献祭啊，杀牛流血啊。就是一表耶稣基督啊，他是赎罪的羔羊。
And so killing the cattle represents that Jesus is the Lamb of Redemption.
因为他是一个没有瑕疵的、非常完美的祭物。
Because Jesus is a blameless, complete sacrifice.
啊，为着救赎我们呢、啊，啊，被钉在十字架上来流血。
And for our salvation, he was nailed on a cross to bleed for us.
完成了救赎的工作。
And completed the work of salvation.
啊，我们今天领受主耶稣救恩的人。
And so today, who received God's salvation?
就借着主的名啊，在主耶稣的宝血里面啊，来得到赦罪。
And through His Jesus' name, that we are redeemed under His blood.
所以我们真教会的洗礼啊，真的有赦罪的功效。
And so the baptism of the true church has the power of redemption of sin. Because it's according to the teaching of Jesus.
啊，有圣灵亲住跟我们同在。
It has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
他说我们 浸在水里面不是在水当中，而是在主耶稣的宝血当中。
So when we immerse in water, we're actually immersed in God, in Jesus' blood.
由主耶稣的灵啊，跟我们同在，来证明我们啊的洗礼啊有赎罪的功效。
And we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ to testify for us. This the blood has the power of redemption.
让我们能够真正的来到神的面前呐、啊，啊来侍奉神。
That we can truly come before God to serve God.
所以献祭的第一个意义啊，就是要赎罪。
And so the first meaning of the offering is for atonement.
我们看第一章第九节。
So let's read chapter 1 verse 9.
利未记一章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9.
说但凡祭的脏腑和腿要用水洗，祭司就要把一切啊全烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献给神为馨香的火祭。第二个目的啊，就是说这个祭物啊，因为按照神愤怒的方法献上去以后，会发出非常香的香气。
And the second part of offerings, when they have burned the offering, it would raise an aroma that is pleasing to the Lord.
啊，这个香气啊，会一直达到神面前了、啊，啊，神就喜悦，啊，神就祝福了。
And when this aroma reaches God and he's pleased.And he would bless the people.
所以献祭啊，是为要得到一个馨香的福气。
And so the second meaning of the offering is to receive a blessing of a.
来荣耀神呐、啊，让神得喜悦。
And to praise God and please God.
创世纪第八章里面谈到挪亚的世代。
And Genesis chapter 8 talk about the generation of Noah.
他说当时啊，因为人的罪很重。
Because men are filled with sin at the time.
所以神就用洪水啊，把当代人都灭掉了。
And God had used the flood to destroy all men.
啊，唯有挪亚，他是敬畏神的义人。
Only Noah, who was a man who feared the Lord.
所以神就指示他造方舟，带领全家进到方舟里面。
And so God has instructed him to build an ark and take his family into the ark.
所以虽然世人都被毁灭掉了，但是挪亚一家得救。
And so although all mankind were destroyed, Noah and his families were saved.
啊，那洪水过来以后啊，挪亚出方舟第一件事情就是向神感恩。
And after the flood went away, the first thing Noah did after he came out of the ark is to give thanks to God.
所以他就把那个洁净的动物啊，把它献在祭坛上。
And so he took a clean animal and put it on the altar.
他说那个祭物的香气啊，达到神面前。
And says the offering animal's aroma reached to God.
神非常喜悦啊，神就发誓。
And God was pleased, though God made a promise.
说我不再用洪水把人灭掉了。
And God said, I will no longer destroy man with a flood.
啊，我要赐给人啊，更多的食物，更大的福气。
And I will give men more food to eat and more blessings.
啊，他又把一个彩虹啊，漂亮的彩虹啊，当作神跟人立约的一个记号。
And so God also showed us a rainbow as a sign of the promise.
他说就是因为啊，挪亚知道向神感恩呐、啊，向神献祭。
And so because no one knew how to give thanks and praise to God.
因为神闻到了那个祭物的香气啊，所以神就祝福。
And so because God has smelled the aroma of the offering and he had given blessing to men.
我们今天在侍奉神啊，也要成为一个非常美好的香气。
And so today as a Christian we shall have a good aroma.
我们在服侍当中，我们所处过的角中啊，都非常的佳美。
So every place that we walked pass by, we should leave a scent.
啊，到处都能够显扬耶稣基督啊的荣美跟他的香气。
And so everywhere we went, we can pass out that kind of aroma of the Christ.
啊，那我们的侍奉啊就很有价值啊。
And then that way, this is very meaningful for the work service that we do.
所以保罗说啊，不管生也好，死也好。
So Paul said, whether to die or to live,
总要让耶稣基督在我身上显大。
And I want to glorify God through me.
所以我们不只是要为耶稣基督而活。
And so we're not only to live for Christ.
我们活着就是把耶稣基督啊显扬出来。
And to, when we're living, we need to shine the light of Jesus.
让众人啊可以在我们身上看到耶稣基督的荣美。
And others can see Jesus Christ through us.
我们在服事当中啊能够显扬基督的香气。
And in our service, we can release the aroma of Christ.
啊，这样我们的侍奉啊，就有永恒的价值了。
In this way, our service will have a meaning.
我们不自己本身啊，能够得神祝福。
And it's not for, only for us to be blessed by God.
啊，神也祝福我们的家庭。
God will also bless our family.
啊，神也会祝福我们的教会。
And God will continue to bless our church.
啊，成为一个蒙神喜悦啊的一种服事。
And they will become a, will have a service that is pleasing to God.
所以我们在侍奉啊，一个是为了赎罪，一个就是要发出馨香之气。
And so when we make offering, one is to use it as atonement, and second is to release aroma.
啊，再来讲到这个祭物。
And we'll continue to talk about the sacrifice, sacrificing
animal. 我们立位记一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse
3. 利未记一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse
3. 说他的供物就以牛为燔祭，要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在神面前蒙悦纳。那这个祭物啊，啊分三种。
So there's three types of offerings.
那假使你有能力啊，可以献牛，那你就献牛。
If you have the ability to offer a cattle, then you should offer a cattle.
好，看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
说如果没有能力献牛，就献羊。
So you don't have the ability to offer a herd, then you could offer a flock.
所以可以用公绵羊或公山羊做祭物。
You could use a sheep or a goat.
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
啊，如果没有能力献羊啊，献鸟。
If you cannot offer a goat, then you can offer a bird.
啊，可以献斑鸠或者是雏鸽。
You can offer a dove or a pigeon.
啊，就是那个斑鸠，这是小鸟哦。
Just a little bird, a pigeon.
啊，所以有的人虽然比较贫穷啊，啊，但是没有关系，鸽子也好，啊，那个斑鸠也好，虽然啊，那个家族不是很大。但是你的奉献，神都悦纳。
And for some people who are not very healthy, wealthy, they can just offer a pigeon, and they don't need a cattle.
啊，神对我们的服事也是一样。
And the service that God has for us is the same.
我们从神领受的恩赐、智慧、能力啊，有时候都不一样的。
And the blessings and the gifts that we get from God is all different.
啊，但是啊，神不会要求过于我们的能力。
But God will not ask us more than our own abilities.
说主要你有愿意做的心啊，神就悦纳。
If you have a heart of willing to serve, and God will accept.
啊，是按照我们所有的，不是按照我们所没有的。
And it's everything is according to what we have, not what we don't have.
啊，但是你如果有能力啊，献牛，你不可以说啊，我献斑鸠就可以了。
And if you have the ability to offer a cattle, and it's not good if you say it's okay for you to offer.
神给你五千的恩赐啊，神就是要你五千。
If God gives you 500 talents, then God would take 500 talents from you.
虽然神给你的能力啊，只有一千，神不会要求你两千。
If God gave you 1,000 talents, then God would not expect 2,000 talents from you.
所以神都给谁啊，就先向谁都要。
And so whatever God gives you, God would expect that.
你的恩赐、智慧、能力啊，越多啊。神对你的要求就越多。
And the more talents you receive from God, the more God will expect from you.
那虽然我们的能力有限
，Although our abilities are limited,
但是主要我们把我们所有的，我们把它献上啊，神就喜悦了。
But we can offer what we're able to offer, then God will be pleased.
寡妇啊，只剩下两个小钱。
And the widow only left with two pieces of coin.
那她把两个小钱都献上去了。
And he offered her two pieces of coin.
主耶稣叫门徒来说：“你们来看，他献的最多。”
And Jesus told all the disciples come to see that and told them that this woman had offered the most.
因为他把他养生的统统献上去了。
And because she offered everything she owned.
所以两个小钱在一般人来看啊，微不足道啊。
And just two pieces of coins is nothing to everyday people.
但是主耶稣却特别赞赏他。
But Jesus praised this woman.
因为他已经尽到了他最大的能力。
Because she was she gave up her greatest ability.
一个小孩子只是献上五个饼两条鱼。
And there's a young man who offered five pieces of bread and two fish.
那是妈妈给他带着啊。啊，为着要去听道理，给他带着一个便当呢。
And it was a lunchbox that his mom has prepared him, prepared for him.
所以一个小孩子一餐饭量。
So this is a portion of this young man's meal.
啊，但是啊，众人都没有东西吃。
But many people do not have food to eat.
主耶稣问说啊，你们到底有多少呢？
And so Jesus asked, "How much do you truly have?"
结果安德烈就去找了这个小孩子，说他有五个饼啊，两条小鱼。
So Andrew and saw this little boy and said, "We have five bread and two fish."
耶稣说没有关系，拿来给我。
And Jesus said, "That's okay, bring it to me."
啊，这个小孩子就给了，给主耶稣了。
And so this little boy gave it to Jesus.
啊，主耶稣就拿着就祝谢了。
And Jesus took that and gave blessing.
然后就把它拨开，啊，这个。分给众人，众人吃得饱饱的。
And start breaking apart and give to the crowd, and everyone was fed.
虽然五个饼啊，两个小鱼，那么少的东西呀、啊。
And though it's only five pieces of bread and two fish, is very little.
那他甘愿把它献上以后啊，透过主耶稣的手，就让五千人呐 吃得饱饱的。
Because it's willingly to offer to Jesus, and Jesus passed this out, and was able to feed 5,000.
还剩下了12个篮子。
And there was 12 baskets left.
所以我们看到说啊，神要求我们的不会超过我们的能力的。
And so we can see that God did not expect us more than we can afford.
主要我们甘心乐意把我们所有的献上，神就喜悦了。
If we can willingly offer what we have, then God will be pleased.
所以虽然有些弟兄姊妹就都说我没有恩赐，我没有什么能力。
And, but a lot of brothers and sisters might say we're not gifted, we're not wealthy.
但是没有关系，就想想看主耶稣给我们什么。
And that's okay. Just really think about what we received from God.
把我们仅有的，我们就献上。
And just offer what we can afford.
啊，这三种祭物啊，都有它的特性。
And these three type of offerings have its own attributes.
说我们虽然不献牛献羊，但是我们要从这当中学习它的特性。
And so, although we're not offering cattle or lambs anymore, we have to learn from its meaning.
牛主要的特性啊，就是顺从。
And one of the attributes of characteristics of a cow or cattle is obedience.
牛力量很大。
And a cattle has a great strength.
所以在古时候的农业社会当中啊，牛对一个家庭来讲很重要。
And so in the farming society, cattle is very important to a family.
啊，箴言的十四章第四节说啊。
And Proverbs chapter 14,
家里无牛啊，槽头干净。十四章第四节。
And Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4, it says, a family without a cattle do have no harvest.
你没有牛的帮助啊，啊，人的力量有限，所以你的收获就有限。
So without the help of an ox, they will not be able to receive as much.
啊，所以你的土产要增加，也要靠牛的力量。
And so in order to increase your harvest, it's all dependent upon the strength of the ox.
所以牛可以帮助你呀，耕田、拉车啊，做各样的啊很辛苦的工作。
And so the ox can help you plow and collect the food and do a lot of hard labor.
啊，所以帮助我们啊，让我们有很好的收成啊，让我们土产能够增加。
And to help us to have a great harvest.
啊，但是牛虽然呢、啊，很卖力工作啊，有时候工作很辛苦。
And although an ox may work very hard and very tiresome.
有时候动作稍微慢一点啊，主人他会打他。
And if he's a little bit slow, then the owner might just whip him.
啊，但是这个牛啊，啊，他不会随便发脾气。
And but this ox would not have a anger issue.
虽然很辛苦啊，啊，但是他会忍耐，任劳任怨。
But although it's very tiring for him, but he's accepting everything he was commanded to do.
所以这是牛的一种特性。
And so this is a characteristic of an cattle.
所以圣经常常讲到说，我们在服侍神的人呢、啊，有时候也要有牛的这样的精神。
And so for someone who is serving God, we shall also have similar characteristics as a cattle.
求神帮助我们, 让我们有属灵的智慧跟能力。
And to ask God to give us the spiritual wisdom.
让我们很辛勤工作。
That we can work hard.
而且能够忍受各样的劳苦。
And also to undertake all the hard labor.
而且能够任劳任怨啊。 这样来为神的家来服侍。
And to able to take this work without any complaint.
这是牛的精神。
And so this is a characteristic of the ox.
这个羊啊, 是比较柔和的。
And so for a lamb, it's a very soft.
圣经里面说啊, 主耶稣好像那个柔和的绵羊一样。
And so the Bible described that Jesus Christ is like a timid lamb.
说被骂不还口。
That when he scolded at, he will not respond.
人家把他牵到宰杀之地, 他也默默无声。
And he was about to take him to a slaughterhouse, he would not say anything.
所以耶稣说啊, 我心里柔和谦卑。
And so Jesus said, in his heart is timid and soft.
所以你们要负我的轭, 学我的样式, 你们就能够得到安息。
And so those who imitate his characteristics, those people receive peace.
所以我们要服侍神的人要有牛羊的精神啊, 要柔和谦卑。
And so for those who wants to learn from the characteristics of a lamb, we should be timid and humble.
这是牛羊的特性。
And this is the attributes of a lamb.
虽然有时候遭遇到很多啊不好的那个待遇啊, 好像那个受到逼迫啦, 还要被杀啦, 还默默无声。
Although many times they face unfair treatments, but they would not complain.
另外一个就是鸽子。
And the third would be the dove.
鸽子的特性啊, 就是寻粮, 鸽子也是有智慧的。
And so the characteristic of a dove is to look for food.
所以说你把它放到很冷的地方, 它自己会回家。
It's very smart, and if you put him into a place very far away, he knows his way home.
主耶稣说啊, 我们基督徒生活在这个世界, 好像羊啊, 在狼群当中。
And Jesus said that a Christian living in this world is like lambs inside a flock of wolves.
狼主要的目的啊, 就是想要把羊吞吃掉。
And the purpose of wolves is to eat up the lamb.
啊, 羊是比较瘦肉的动物。
And the lamb is a weak animal.
啊, 所以有时候啊, 我们基督信徒啊, 在这个社会当中, 好像, 真的好像羊在狼群当中一样。
And so today, a Christian is really can be compared to as a lamb inside a flock of wolves.
那一方面呢, 主耶稣要我们要学习灵巧。
But also Jesus wants us to learn to be wise.
就好像蛇一样啊, 所以遇到那个危险呢, 他就赶快逃走了。
And just like a snake that once he senses danger, he will run away.
所以不要在那个危险当中啊, 受害, 所以要灵巧。
And so we're not being hurt in a dangerous situation.
但是也要寻粮像鸽子。
And but also has to be
充满着慈爱跟诚实啊, 这是基督徒的特性。
And also to be truthful as a Christian.
所以箴言第三章里面说, 不要让慈爱跟诚实离开你。
And so Bible told us, do not let mercy and love leave you.
要常常把它挂在你的颈项上, 把它刻在你的心板上。
And you must imbue that in your heart.
我们为人要慈爱, 要诚实。
And so as a person, we should be honest and be merciful.
啊, 真的是做一个寻粮的基督徒。
And to be a merciful Christian.
一般人以为说啊, 狡诈诡诈啊, 的人啊, 比较能够啊, 在社会上能够生存下来。
And so people say if you're a crafty person, it's better for you to survive.
有时候在寻粮啊, 有时候在这个社会上好像不容易生存。
And so sometimes you are too merciful, it's very hard for you to survive in this world.
但事实上啊, 圣经里面说, 神在天上监察地面上的世人。
And the Bible tells us when God looks on all men on this earth,
神就按照人怎么做啊, 神就怎么来祝福给他。
And God will bless people according to their deeds.
说慈爱的人, 神就用慈爱待他。
And so those who are merciful, God will treat them merciful.
啊，神呢常常寻找谁是诚实人，啊，就想办法用大能力来帮助他。
And so God will also look for those who are honest, and He will help them.
啊，所以为人慈爱诚实啊，说可以得到神跟人的喜爱。
And so for those who are merciful and honest, who receive the blessings of men and God.
所以我们看到这些啊。啊，献祭的动物都有它的特性。
And so all these offering animals has their own characteristics.
啊，都是我们基督徒应该学习的。
And they have something that we can learn as a Christian.
啊，但是这些祭物啊，要没有残缺。
And these offering animals cannot be have to be complete.
如果有残缺的话，啊，就不能够献给神了。
And if they miss any parts, they cannot be offered to God.
我们看利未记二十二章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 22.
利未记二十二章十九节。
Chapter 22, verse 19.
利未记二十二章十九节。
Chapter 22, verse
19. 十二章十九节。要将没有残疾的公牛，或者是绵羊，或者山羊献上，如此方蒙悦纳。二十节。
20。
凡有残疾的，你们不可献上，因为这不蒙悦纳。二十一节。
21。
凡从牛群或者是羊群中，要将平安祭献给神为。凡特许的愿或是甘心献的，所献的要存钱，没有残疾的才蒙悦纳。这里一直反复讲到说啊，我们献上的祭物啊，要没有残缺的啊，才能够得到悦纳。
And so here, repeatedly telling us that all the animals they will offer has to be without defect.
当然，一方面我们知道耶稣他是非常完美的。
And we know that Jesus is someone who is perfect.
所以他才能够成为最美的祭物啊，啊，能够发出馨香之气，才能够完成就我们的工作。
And so that's why he can become the perfect offering, to release the aroma and for us to be saved.
我们的奉献啊，也要追求完美。
And so all of our offerings, we have to pursue after, to be perfect.
有时候我们有一些残缺的奉献哦。啊，不但没有办法让教会得造就啊，啊，有时候神也不喜悦。
And sometimes our offerings have defects, will not be pleased in the eyes of God.
我们在做侍奉工作啊，要规规矩矩啊，要合法，要合理。
And so in our work of servitude, we have to be according to the God's will.
啊，这样才不会有残缺了。
And in this way, that will not have defect.
因为这样，我碰到一个执事。
One time I had met a deacon.
啊，因为我以前在台湾曾经负担过那个教会。
And there was a period of time that I was responsible
for that church. 啊，我知道说他们盖了一个相当漂亮的会堂。
And I found out they built a new church.
啊，他们奉献了很多钱。
And they offered much money.
啊，很多啊，材料都从其他的国家啊，特别用船运进来。
And a lot of the building material they had imported from different countries.
啊，那他们在建筑的过程当中啊，就发生了一些啊不是很好的事情。
And so in the process of building the church, there arise some problems.
啊，他们要本来盖五楼。
And they're about to build the fifth floor.
后来他们要装一个管风琴。
They were about to install an organ.
好，一个管风琴很大，所以就把五楼啊再加高一层啊，变成六楼高。
And because the organ is quite large, they have to build an actual level to put it in.
啊，那个不是说不可以改了。
And it's not impossible for them to change the construction.
但是我们呢、啊，要经过合法的程序，因为你本来的建筑是政府通过的。你现在要合法，要变更，要合法去申请。
And so it's okay to make a change, but every change they make, it has to be according to the law.
啊，那他们就求方便说啊，没有关系呢，啊，这是神的教会，我们就把它盖了。
But rather they said this is a church of God, it's okay, we can just build it.
啊，就加盖了一楼高。
And so they built an actual level.
啊，为着要宽一点呐，啊，所以就旁边你侵占了。别人的一点土地
And because they needed extra room, so they took a little bit of land from the neighbor.
啊，后来，啊，别人去密告。
And so the neighbor had a
啊，政府就来干涉了。
Had us sending a lawsuit and
把我们呢、啊、都迁出去的地方啊，啊就敲了一块。
And so the government came and started taking away.
啊，那个工程队要来敲的时候，很多弟兄姊妹很舍不得啊，就围在那里。
And the government had to come to take apart that piece of land.
还有那个电视记者都来采访。
And even the TV station came to
investigate. 真的是教会违法。
And they reported that True Jesus Church broke the law.
啊，一天到晚那个电视一直都播。
And the TV was reporting this day and night.
本来我们想的动机啊，做法好像很好。
At first, it felt like the motive was good.
但是因为你的做法不对。
But the ways that you went about this
没有按照那个正规的程序呀。
It was not correct. It was not according to the regulation.
所以后来政府就不给我们使用的执照。
And later, the government wouldn't give us the permit to use the property.
所以我问那个厨师说：“哎，现堂那没有，怎么好像很久了？”
And so I asked the pastor, "Do we have the dedication of the church? Seems it has been a while."
他说：“我们那个有残缺的东西，怎么可以献给神呢？”
And he said, "This is a place of defect. How can we dedicate this to God?"
因为有缺陷啊，你没有办法献给神。没有办法荣耀神呐、啊。
And because there's a defect, we cannot offer this to God, and we cannot glorify God.
啊，当然后来知道错了。
And they realized they were wrong.
啊，他们就慢慢的啊，在跟政府交涉。
And they started to negotiate with the
government. 把不合法的地方慢慢修正，按照政府的规定来。
And started to fix the areas that was not according to the regulation.
啊，把那个该做的事情啊，把它完成了。啊，后来政府核准了。啊，正式的完成。
And slowly they corrected to the right way and fixed the problem with the government.
啊，最后啊，才举行献堂礼。
And then afterwards they had dedication.
所以我们虽然服侍神呐、啊，热心是好。
And although we're serving God, we have a good heart.
我们要让神的殿呐、啊、荣耀啊啊兴旺，这也是好的。
And we want the temple of God to be glorified.
但是不只是我们动机要对，我们的方法也要对。
And so not only our motives have to be right, our ways has to be right too.
啊，让我们呢、啊、所做的都能够很完整啊，很完美的啊，这样来献给神。
And so we have a complete way and a way without blemish, to offer to God.
所以我们在服事当中啊，不要献那个残缺的东西。
And so in our service, we should not offer things that has defect.
啊，这样啊，才能够真正得神悦纳。
And in this way, it could be truly accepted.
这是我们在处理教会的事情非常重要的地方。
And so this is a matter that's very important when we take care of the matters of the church.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.